wasn't the master's fault, was it? Thus saith Jeremiah. Well, that's not what it says. Well, it says, for thus saith the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. For thus saith the Lord. What does that mean? No big deal. Does that mean I better pay attention to God? I better focus with God's help. I better change my mind to God's help. Every time. Do you tell your children, or have you told your children, if they go by, look at me. What does that mean? That means look me in the eye, pay very close attention to what I am saying, because this is going to save you. This is going to keep you from either disciplined or rejoicing. If you'll listen to what I have to say. So, for thus saith the Lord, talking to Israel right now, that after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon, I will do it. And perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me, and then ye shall search. Doesn't mean there's not turmoil. Doesn't mean there's not attack of the enemy. Doesn't mean there's not trouble. It means that I have rose to look around and see what things find. Now they do. Peace. Peaceable plots. God is talking to the people of Israel, letting them know it's not always. Brother Jason preached about seasons. I've preached messages different times, and it came to pass. Didn't come to stay, it came to pass. God was reminding Israel, just 70 years is this judgment. And then I will restore you to the land. I will restore you to worship. I'll restore you to prayer. I'll restore you to the way you had a relationship. You realize and you understand they were in Babylon because they you, and his thoughts are not evil. Even when the Lord has to move in a mysterious way, his thoughts are not evil. His thoughts are good. His thoughts are peaceful. He's got an end result in mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the thoughts of the Lord towards his children, towards his people, even as they were towards the children of Israel, are towards you and I. Hallelujah. This very night, he's already spoken to us pertaining to this area of our lives, that he is for us. He's not against us. His thoughts towards us are peaceable. In other words, he has got an expected end in mind. In my life, in your life, in the smallest child's life, he's got an expected end for the lives of his people, his children, his believers. Hallelujah. He doesn't just leave us high and dry, even though there are times we leave him high and dry. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. God's ways are higher than man's ways. Whoa. After myself when I was asked to pick up after myself. So I learned to pick up after myself, especially if I was asked to pick up after myself. With gratitude and confidence. Some of these students have received the rat prayer. Aren't you thankful God don't do that? He'd have a bigger paddle than Brother Pepper and Bruce. A lot of times, and maybe I'm way off base here, but I think a lot of times we think of God. sins have been washed away. Our lives are clean. He fills us with His Spirit. Glory to God. Then He begins to reveal His Word to us that we can begin to transform our lives into the image of Christ so that we can be that light to shine that He has asked us to be. In other words, did you catch that? He's the one that saved me. He's the one that filled me with the Holy Ghost. And He's the one that transforms my life. All I have to do is follow. Praise God. Hallelujah. How hard can it be to follow? Don't just come into your life to make you excited. But when God comes in your life, you're going to get excited. Do you understand that? What that excitement is supposed to produce is a hunger, a thirst, a righteousness, a desire to do. Not to just. A desire to do. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. Where'd the joy come from? He said, my joy, Jesus' joy, Holy Ghost joy, might be in us, that we might have joy. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Once again, joy is not just mere excitement. Joy, if you will, joyful endurance. I've got joy. No matter what's going on around me, and no matter what's coming against me, I still. I remember Brother Hatfield preaching that convocation back in the 80s. Hallelujah. And he was up there preaching about joy, and he just broke out into singing, I've still got joy. About like that. I still got joy. Woo. Hallelujah. And wow, as he was preaching, he started sharing some of Noah Hatfield's dad, and he stands about what, 6'5", something like that, 100 some pounds. And he sang one more chorus of that, and he jumped right off that platform and run around that auditorium, hallelujah, worshiping and praising God. Everybody began to worship God and praise God and magnify God. And he's running around this auditorium with a microphone in his hand, and he runs back up to the platform, and he just runs right at it. He jumps right up and keeps on singing. I still got joy. Praise God. Hallelujah to the man. You see what I'm talking about? This joy comes from God. Hallelujah. It doesn't come from everything going well. It comes from me worshiping God. Woo, hallelujah. That your joy might be full. Jesus Christ's joy is full. It's full. But I need joy, fullness in my life. Acts chapter 2, verse number 2. Anybody know what happened? And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled. Drunk with wine or in sex. You understand what it says? Let me explain. Let's talk about your flesh. In other words, don't be consumed with something that is going to get you where you're more fleshy than you are spiritual. not consumed with social media, but be consumed. Because this is what you really need to be doing. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Their God. But if I'm consumed with something else, I'm not consumed with those things. My brothers thought I was crazy, as the day is long, because I take my little cassette player, not cassette, I don't know what that is, my little cassette player that ran on battery had earphones into the tractor that had a cab, an air conditioner, and a supercharged stereo system. I would take my little tape player and my earphones into that tractor with me after I got saved. They thought I was crazy. Why? Because there wasn't a good station to listen to that had spiritual songs and hymns and songs so I could make melody in my heart. About the only stations in those tractors was your cheating heart. Go on and on and on because I used to listen to all of them. I didn't want to hear about a cheating heart, Brother Mike. I wanted to hear about a faithful one. I didn't want to hear about going and getting drunk. I wanted to be sober. I didn't want to hear foul things. I wanted holy things, righteous things. I just shut that garbage off. Into your soul, it's going to carry you for your life. Woo, hallelujah. Living for Jesus regardless. That's the fire of God. Come on, close with this scripture. Believe it or not, that's the long one. 2 Chronicles 5:13. It says, it came even to pass. In fact, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets, cymbals, instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with cloud, even the house of the Lord. So that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. But the glory of the Lord filled the priests. Keep that. They were one. It's a very difficult thing to accomplish. There are times it is accomplished. Every mind. them I'm not focused. If I can never get you focused on God in the house of God, you will never, ever, ever. I will never, ever get the help I need if I don't focus on my God. Ooh, hallelujah. And give him the praise and the glory. Full of love. You'd be full of mercy. This is everything God wants for your life. This is everything God wants for my life. Hallelujah. That I be full of God. Hallelujah. Stand with me. Praise you, our God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Father in heaven, we rejoice in your word. We rejoice in the presence of the Lord, in the Spirit of God speaking expressly to us here tonight. Lord God, and then your word, your scriptures, God, continually confirming what you are ministering to hearts and lives tonight. Lord, I pray, hallelujah, continue the work that you have begun and move and minister. Let us find a place of adoration. Let us find a spot somewhere in this house where we can thank God for what he has done.